is 9:41. Try to make this the best day of your life with good health. That's what our Week in Health segment is about. Joining us, as always, Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Delner Hospital. Dr. Wheat, good morning and welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
So tomorrow, September 1st, which I can't believe it is, begins Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. What do we guys need to know about prostate cancer awareness?
So prostate cancer is something that's really important to be thinking about. Unfortunately, it is a very, very common cancer for men. But the good news about prostate cancer is if we are able to find it and find it before it spreads, then the survival rate is actually really good. So it is something that you should be willing to talk to your doctor about and not be embarrassed about, but really be thinking about screening, particularly as you're getting older, older than 50s, if you're not having symptoms, but really just something that you have to be thinking about. If you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, if it feels weird to go to the bathroom, then it's just a conversation you should be having with us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are the, you know, what are signs that there may be trouble?
Yeah, so the biggest ones that I think about of your prostate being even large, which is some of the things we think about if there is a cancer, are, like I said, going to the bathroom a lot at nighttime, feeling like you can't empty when you're urinating, and feeling like you're just going more frequently. So all things that are just making it harder to go to the bathroom.
And you say if it's found early enough that, you know, you almost always have a great result. What are the treatments for this? Is it the usual when someone finds they have a cancer diagnosis of chemo, radiation? How is prostate cancer treated?
It's a great question. It can be chemo or radiation, depending on the type of cancer that you have. Prostate cancer can be a hormone-driven cancer, and so sometimes there's medications to block the hormone, so sometimes it's an injection or even a pill that you might take. And then it does sometimes involve surgery as well, of just actually removing the cancer from your prostate. So it's really variable.
Yeah, I've known guys that have been treated surgically for prostate cancer. And back in the old days, it was somewhat radical surgery, but now it's often done robotically, isn't it, where there are minimal incisions and they're able to do things surgically that are far less invasive for the patient, right?
That is exactly right. And some of the things that we're seeing with the robotic surgeries is it's so much more precise. And so they're able to just really get after the area that needs to be taken and not take so much of the prostate, particularly, as we said before, when it's found early.
So, this is the cancer that took Ryan Sandberg of the Cubs fame from us. Sometimes it is not successful. But either way, guys, if you're feeling any of the symptoms that Dr. Wheat talked about, get to see your physicians right away so you can be treated, right?
Absolutely. And if you have family history or you're worried in any way, talk to us about screening too. Sometimes we can find it before their symptoms, which is the best case scenario.
Okay. All right. Are the symptoms different than enlarged prostate? I know a lot of older guys, sometimes get that. And some of the symptoms that you talked about have been described to them as being enlarged prostate. That's different than prostate cancer, right?
It is. And the symptoms that I just described can be some of them, but also you might see typical cancer symptoms like losing weight or feeling like you're not as hungry or more tired than you were. Sometimes we see those cancer symptoms too. And as I mentioned, sometimes the cancer's there and there are no symptoms at all, which is why sometimes we do screening just to see if we can catch it before it starts to spread and have other signs.
Okay. Wanted to this week also just talk a little about COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. There is definitely an upsurge of COVID all around the United States and here in the state of Illinois. Recommendations, in addition to all the controversy that came out this week about the CDC, also some recommendations came out about what people should be doing vaccine-wise. I don't think there's been a week since we've been doing this health segment where we don't get a half a dozen calls of people asking about, you know, when they should take their COVID vaccine. So what do you know about these recommendations, and what are you recommending to your patients?
So I'm always going to start by saying, talk to your doctor. We really want to talk to you about what makes sense. So the recommendations that came out this year from the CDC look different than they had in the past, whereas they are now saying that everyone over 65 should be getting this vaccine, and then everyone under 65, it really is depending on if you have high-risk conditions. Now, if you go to the CDC website and look at what those high-risk conditions are, the list is actually quite long. And the reason that this is a little bit challenging this year is because there are different recommendations for some of the professional societies and the CDC, but also the challenge that we're going to be facing is how you actually get the vaccine. So I was looking last night for my own family. I do plan to get vaccines for my family, and everybody in my household is under 65, so have to have an additional risk. And I was looking at the pharmacy, which is the most frequent way people got vaccines last year, and there were options to say, do you have an eligible condition, and then links you to them. So it'll just be a little bit more difficult this year if you are somebody that wants to get the vaccine.
Okay.
But I will be recommending it for most of my patients. So.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. So, I mean, if anybody has questions about that, we're going to go to the phone lines in a second, 312-981-7200. While we're on this subject, we talked about this, I think, last week. Somebody asked, should I get my flu shot? We are in that season right now, right, where you should get your flu shot as well.
Yes, I usually start saying, let's get our flu shots in about September. And as you mentioned, that starts tomorrow. So it is about the time to start scheduling. And it is reasonable to get the two vaccines together if you're going to be getting them, to get the flu shot and the COVID vaccine together, if that makes sense for you and your family.
Yeah, I mean, there's it is a lot more confusing now with all the controversy that we're hearing from the CDC, from Washington, et cetera. Everyone really needs to make their own decisions on this. And I, like you, I think I choose to protect myself. You know, I want to get all caught up with all my vaccines. So I'll be going to, I always think it's funny when you go to the grocery store to do your grocery shopping, and then you wind up getting a vaccination for something.
Absolutely.
Come for the coleslaw, stay for the vaccination, as I say. 312-981-7200. On the subject of the robotic prostate surgery, the 773 area code, Dr. Wheat says, I just had robotic prostate vance removal at Northwestern this past Tuesday. Thank you to everyone from my urologist to my phlebotomist, all the hospital people I encountered, pre-op professionals, post-op hospital staff, but especially to my physician surgeon. So that sounds nice that it turned out right. But that robotic prostate vance removal, that's what you were talking about with the more precise surgery?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say thank you for saying a shout out to your entire team. It is such a team that has to come together to do all of those things.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come right back and go right to the phones for your calls and texts, 312-981-7200.
Chicago's very own WGN.
Flora is in Elgin. And you are on WGN with Dr. Santina Wheat. Hi, Flora.
Hi there. I'm 78. I'll be 79 in just a couple of weeks. Last year, I was told I got the flu and COVID too soon. So what month, I mean, like, I thought that early September was okay.
You mean you got your vaccinations too early?
Yeah, I got my flu and my COVID, and I was told I got it too soon. I wound up in the hospital in January, December.
I'm asking you. You're asking, did I get my flu and COVID shots too early?
Too. Correct.
Okay, Dr. Wheat.
Yeah, hi Flora. That's a great question and something that I do hear a lot. This is a tricky one. I think that the best time to get the vaccine is when it's available and when you can get the vaccine. And it's important to know that it takes a few weeks for the vaccines to actually be effective. So for folks who are going to be traveling throughout cold and flu season, I absolutely recommend that they get it earlier. But if you're not going to be around people for a little while, then sometimes people will wait until early October. But I always worry that there might be supply issues and we might not be able to get vaccines. So I still think whenever you can get your vaccine, it's a good time. I will say last season, we did see a lot of people still get the flu, even if they had the vaccine. So it might not have had anything to do with timing and just the vaccine that we had available last season.
Flora, good luck to you. Thank you for your call. 630 area code asks, please ask Dr. Wheat if she knows if there's any evidence that vitamins are good for your eyesight. Is that true?
Oh, that's a great question. There are some recommendations about being careful for, I've heard of ones like vitamin A for different mucous membranes and other things. And so that is the one that I hear most often as a nutrient that helps maintain healthy eyesight. But in general, we're always going to recommend that you try to get as many vitamins as possible, particularly within your diet, so that you are healthy everywhere, and that includes for your eyesight.
Yeah, good.
The vitamin A is the one I think of the most.
Good multivitamin. Never hurt anyone. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Delner. Have a great holiday weekend and a great week to come. Dr. Wheat, thank you.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.